supposition that quickly proved true when she pulled out a pale pink bra and shook it at me. You're as bad as you were in high school, only now you don't have Angie dogging your heels. Angie is my stepsister, although the step part has never really been part of the equation for either one of us. We were both three when our parents married, and she's my sister, for good, bad, or indifferent. And since we're separated by a mere 4 months, she's the eldest. We grew up sharing each other's clothes, coveting each other's boyfriends, and busting tail to outdo each other academically, socially, and every other way. I love her, but I've never stopped trying to beat her. And, damn the woman, the truth is that she usually beat me. In everything from boyfriends to grade point average. In the latter, she edged me out with one grade point, taking the lead in our very last semester of high school and wrestling the valedictorian slot away from me. Not that I'm bitter or anything. I took a breath and tried to stop scowling. I'm not trying to be the slut valedictorian. For that matter, it's not even really about the test. I mean, another test said my perfect job would be analyzing actuarial tables, and how ew is that? Very, she agreed, and we both paused for a moment, reveling in the mathematical horror. But if it wasn't the test, then what? I shrugged. The realization that came with it, I guess. I paused for emphasis, then spit out the horrible truth. My sex life is boring. Carla's perfectly plucked brows rose infinitesimally.